So in this example, the consent would have to, the disclosure would have to be based on the written consent. And even though covered entity is also subject to public health law section 18, the disclosure would not be permitted under the more relaxed definition of consent under public health law section 18, where consent doesn't have to be written because the HIPAA requirement is in fact more stringent. So what you're really doing is you're really looking at the basis for your disclosure and driving your analysis that way. When it was sharing with another provider for a treatment purpose under HIPAA, but the state law didn't have such a treatment purpose, you were forced then to find another justification for the disclosure to comply with state law because state law was more stringent in that instance. If your disclosure is based on consent, then you see that it's true. The HIPAA consent requirement is the one that's more stringent. So if that's the only basis for your disclosure, then you would have to, in fact, follow HIPAA.